jukebox.
Duke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, remembering Scotty Moore, the guitarist who propelled early Elvis Presley to superstardom. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
So there's one of the most famous phonograph records ever made. Oh, but there's something missing. Elvis Presley's Hound Dog minus the Scotty Moore guitar solos. Now, if you didn't think you'd miss them, let's put them back in. But let's enjoy them just for what they are, apart from the finished record. Here's solo number one. There is a jauntiness, an edge, an angularity that validates Elvis's stance, which is very daringly and overtly sexual. And yet, Elvis is kind of androgynous. He's pretty. He has a shock of floppy hair. He wiggles his hips. Hard to believe from today's standpoint, but back in 1956, a lot of people said, is this Elvis a boy or a girl? Well, Scotty Moore's guitar solos up against those Elvis vocals in the record of Hound Dog make it very plain exactly what team Elvis was pitching on. Now here's guitar solo number two. If that guitar solo had been a kind of a sweet, jangly, country music feeling guitar solo, or if it had been very precise and lean and accurate the way jazz is, it would have fallen flat. There was something about the hot mess sound of Hound Dog that made it all click, and the fact that it was recorded a certain way. There was a dryness to the record. It doesn't have this open, big concert hall zinginess. It was close mic'd in a small space. It's very intimate. In fact, it's like the sonic equivalent of what a close-up is in the movies. It's a pop song in close-up. Every detail is under the microscope. Now put it all together, and here's the complete record.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, you ain't never gonna have it, and you ain't no friend of mine. At least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Recorded almost exactly 60 years ago, July 2nd, 1956. Released almost immediately on July 13th, 1956. Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel might be the single greatest double A-sided rock and roll record ever. And Scotty Moore's hot guitar licks, more prominent on Hound Dog, more rhythmic and accenting on Don't Be Cruel, were a key component in that and many other Elvis hits to come. Scotty Moore passed away in the last week of June 2016. He will be remembered as the man who put the bite in Elvis's first sides.
To and your time is But don't break me.
Elvis Presley and America from U2's The Unforgettable Fire on The Vinyl Experience. with some echoes of Elvis in a lot of unusual musical places, including Death Ride 69 and their song Elvis Christ. Bizarre indie rock meets the king, spun from the original Wax.
We'll be right back. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Rod Stewart paid an effective homage to Elvis Presley's roots in both blues and gospel with That's All Right and Amazing Grace, put together on his own spectacular breakthrough solo record called Every Picture Tells a Story on the Vinyl Experience. Some years back, Gillian Welch wrote a very affecting Elvis Presley-themed song called Elvis Presley Blues, and it was revived on the most recent album released by another world-class hip wiggler, Tom Jones.
I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. Just a country boy that combed his hair. He put on a shirt his mother made, and he went on the air. And he shook it like a chorus girl. Yeah, he shook it like a Harlem queen. He shook it like a midnight rambler, baby. Like you never seen, you never seen. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, day that he died, the day that he died. How he took it all, how the black and white, grabbed his wand in the other hand, and he held on tight. And he shook it like a hurricane. Yeah, he shook it about to make it rain. He shook it like a holy roller, baby. With his soul at stake, his soul at stake. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. Yeah, I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. He was all alone in a long decline, thinking how happy John Henry was when he fell down and died. When he shook it and he rang like silver, he shook it and he shined like gold. He shook it and he beat that steam drill, baby. Well, bless my soul, bless my soul. He shook it and he beat that steam drill, baby. Well, bless my soul, I was wrong with me.
Crackle, crackle, pop, pop.
More Vinyl Experience in a moment on PRN.FM.
Follow the traces in the night. Time. money on that old blind horse. She can't see, but she knows the course. I know some people who have seen it all, yet their hearts beat behind walls. But I'm tough enough to run with the bulls, yet I'm too gentle to live amongst wolves. I came for passion, I came for the truth. The sweat and the blood, the piss and the proof. I know some people who are so smart, yet they build pillars around their hearts. I'm tough enough to run with the bulls, yet I'm too gentle. To live amongst
to be feared, to be admired, to be emulated, to be the subject of a good pop song. Well, a couple of Wolf songs from last year, outstanding albums by Langhorne, Slim and the Law, and Mumford and Sons on the Vinyl Experience. Another standout from last year, which still holds up to repeated spins, Rhiannon Giddens, Don't Let It Trouble Your Mind.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town with his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. Where you look for work and money and you walk the ragged mile. You look for work and money and you walk the ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mind. Rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mire. Is there anyone who knows? Is there anyone who cares? So you pray to the Lord above, please send you a friend. Yes, you pray to the Lord above, please send you a friend. But your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your baby's crying loud now, it's pounding in your brain. Your baby's crying loud now, it's pounding in your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last dollar on 7 shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's a-hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding now, your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding now, your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's 7 breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's 7 breezes blowing all around the cabin door. 7 shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's 7 people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's 7 people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, 7 new people are born.
Certainly not the most obvious choice for a Bob Dylan cover tune, but Nina Simone owns The Ballad of Hollis Brown. On the Vinyl Experience and beginning a magnificent run on Philips Records, for Nina at a time when she was mixing it up, writing her own songs, doing standards, appropriating this or that from the contemporary world. Let's forward fast to our time and the New Jersey-based indie rockers who call themselves Hollis Brown. Unfinished music by Bo Diddley fell into their hands and got completed for posterity. Hollis Brown and Rain Dance on the Vinyl Experience.
I can't find the time to tell you. Fit him in a book of a thousand pages, yeah. So many people say that I couldn't tell a lie, couldn't tell a lie in a thousand pages. Baby, baby.
That's The Vinyl Experience. MGM Records 1969, a band called Orpheus, a song that was a regional hit on the East Coast especially, and one of those tunes that was kind of a knockoff of The Association, maybe even a bit of The Mamas and the Papas, but it has its own particular charm and following. I Can't Find the Time to Tell You, which connects well with the contemporary sunshine pop band from the Brooklyn music scene, Sunflower Bean, and their own I Want You to Give Me Enough Time. Well, time is done for this Vinyl Experience, but I hope you'll check out more in the archives at prn.fm. Vinyl Experience stations play on iHeartRadio, the Vinyl Experience, Vinyl Jazz, and Vinyl Standards 24/7. Please like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.